One more thing about the series is that apart from the cricket being played, the production values, like the commentary and the way it was shot and all,
but I missed one thing, man.
Which?
They did not show the duck or nobody was out on the duck.
No, people were out on ducks.
They did not show duck walking, like that was famous.
Correct, correct.
Famous for the Australian.
Correct, correct. Telecasting, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it would have it would make a sound also like
usually when Venkatesh Prasad and all
Agarkar
quack kar diya.
And now it is like back to, you know, Lakshman Shivaram Krishnan and so let's discuss what did you think of the commentary? So who were the worst commentators on this? In this
worst name ever.
Nahin, best will come to later. Worst, who do you think was?
Without a doubt, by a mile, Mr. KKR.
Who? Robin.
Robin.
Yeah, dude. That guy is like so eager to please, man. And he agrees with everything. Ki, aray, achha bata, haan, yeah, yeah, achha. He's like, ganda, yeah, yeah, yeah. Robin is very difficult. Like, see, finally you want opinions, man.
Yeah, no, also because he's new, maybe, so he
could be, yeah, yeah.
Because his friends are playing, he feels bad also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not in the team.
Yeah. So he can't say much also. And obviously, my old favorite is Sanjay Manjrekar. Like, see, till now, I was okay with him, dude, because I read his autobiography. Now it's just like, yaar, come on, like, you know what he sounds like. So it's like a comedian thing. But you know, there are these open micers who have been doing open mics for like 4 or 5 years. And they just suck donkey balls. Sanjay Manjrekar is like that dude. He's relentless, but just useless. You know, just like you can sometimes predict what he'll say.
Yeah.
Like if like Stoinis is showing his muscles, he'll be like, look at that. Agar wo Billy Stanley ka aayega, he'll be like,
incredible Stoinis.
Like Big Billy.
Yeah. I mean.
That guy is terrible, man. And the best, what? Who did you think? Like did you enjoy?
I usually prefer to watch when a match is on, and I prefer to hear English commentary.
Mm.
But this time, by mistake, for a moment, I turned to Hindi commentary.
Okay.
And there was the legend Nehra Ji was
oh,
the
shit.
Commentary. And he will not let anybody talk. But he is not irritating to you.
Okay.
So he'll be like, like all his friends are playing. They're basically his friends or like people who have grown up watching it.
True.
Some of the scores that Kohli hits, it's like me and you talking. Kya shot mara. Behtareen shot. At one point.
His voice sounds like that only.
Ki, inke baare mein kya hi bola jaye? Ye to hain hamare desh ke captain. Cricket captain aur bahut hi achha shot. Sorry, Virat Kohli.
Who else was there in Hindi? I didn't touch Hindi.
Gautam Gambhir also.
How is he?
He is like just one word away from like saying ki BJP ko vote de.
I always thought Gautam Gambhir would be terrible to have in the dressing room. Don't you think? Like he's not friendly or anything.
And the best time to watch him when he's on strike.
Oh shit.
And mixed comments.
Oh.
Like, yeah, he's a slow became man. But Nehra Ji is fun, absolutely fun. So he'll not let anybody speak. But that, and you still love him because he's himself. Like he's never, like he's not some other guy talking. On the microphone, Nehra Ji is just Nehra Ji. Just an amazing guy, man.
For me personally, the commentators that I liked were Shane Warne.
Yeah.
Because thoda hero worship hai usme. और वो आदमी मुझे लगता है he comes high sometimes. Have you ever felt that about this? तो वो ऐसे दो beer पी के आया कि थोड़ा सा weed मांग के आया. Like he says whatever, man. And I like that Shane Warne is very biased. Like if he doesn't like you, he will bitch about you all through the match.
And he'll talk about Australian also. Like it's not like he'll support Australian only. Like see, in the Indian commentator, you feel that slightly incorrect.
Quite a bit of us.
Dhoni has come and Kohli has come and Rohit Sharma, what an average. And when Sean Marsh is playing so well, nobody talks about him. Everybody talks ki usko test team mein kyun nahi liya gaya.
Correct.
Uska bhi tareef kar do, 9 matches, 4 centuries diya.
Correct.
But this guy is always praising Kohli because he loves Kohli.
Yeah, dude.
Adores him to the
core. He's like unbiased, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he hates Stoinis. all through the commentary, dude is dissing that guy. I like Shane Warne that way. Then I like Isa Guha.
Oh yeah,
Isa Guha is amazing, yeah, man. Like, so in this third match, Kohli said fuck off. Did you hear that?
Oh, what?
So like he hit a shot and it didn't, like he was doing one of his, like taking the ball outside off stump, putting it to the
okay.
And it didn't connect, like it went straight to fielder. So he said fuck off. And Isa Guha is like, the Indian captain losing it there. Sorry if you heard some of that.
But she's very calm.
Yeah, dude, she's very calm. And like it seems like she's some sort of keeping the boys in check.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, and, actually.
And she's not like earlier, you remember when Mandira Bedi or Shilpa Shetty and all would come?
Shilpa Shetty.
They were always the chick, you know.
Yeah, chick. Yeah.
Like they would say, oh yeah, great shot, yeah, look at his elbow, it's pointing to mid on. Ah, Shilpa, nice dress. You know, completely unrelated to the thing. But she's not like that. Like Isa Guha knows her cricket and all that. And finally, of course, Michael Clarke.
Oh, he was the best. I think he was the
best. I love the guy.
And his analysis is super.
Yeah, yeah. And it's unbiased.
You will hate Nasir Hussain and all those guys of England and South Africa, but this guy is one of the best.
And one more thing that is often like ignored in cricket commentary is the quality of the voice. Have you ever felt that? Like a lot of guys are good commentators, but their voice sounds very harsh to the ears. Whereas Michael Clarke has a very soothing voice. You know? It's very nice voice. And he doesn't talk too fast or too slow, because some Australians you can't hear, like you can't understand. If you're new to cricket,
neutral commentary, very pleasing to hear for both teams, like
correct.
Not only one team.
Yeah, and it is neutral not only in content but also in form.
Yeah.
Like it's not too much of an Australian accent.
Yeah, oh, that's so true. Yeah.
You know,
it
does
say mate.
Mike and all that shit, he doesn't do it, he's just talking normally. Like, I really like the guy.